22,000 feet on the Rupal Face, Nanga Parbat, Pakistan, August 15th, 2004. I take a deep breath and push the honed edge of the knife against the rope. It doesn't cut. I whetted the edge for just this reason. Frustrated, I look at the small knife in the palm of my mitten. I've carried this knife upwards for 4 days, on a climb where every ounce counts, both towards and against my own survival. The rope is sacred, both a symbol and the truest expression of partnership. But if I can cut it, Bruce and I can rid ourselves of 4 pounds and climb to the summit. Climbing ropes must be cared for, stored neatly, kept clean. When I was young, I skipped Sunday school, but knew that to step on a climbing rope was a cardinal sin. Panting, I straighten my cutting arm and lean in, sawing into the rope, pushing still harder. Nothing. I sit back on my heels to rest. I have only a small nick in the sheath to show for my effort. I lean in one more time, holding my arm straight and letting the blade tip slightly. I feel it start to slice through. It is over quickly, the rope severed. I trumpet and thrust the 2 fresh-cut ends above my head, mocking the seriousness of our situation. Bruce, on his knees in the snow, chuckles as he slowly coils the half we're taking with us. Tufts of unwashed hair protrude from his thick hat and hood. His eyes are alive, his weathered face radiant. In his mirth, the swollen red skin of his lips crack. The fissures are caked with 5 days' worth of lip balm and phlegm. I'm sure we won't, that we can't, come back here. So I toss the discarded rope at the base of a black horn of rock. I push my helmet and our rock climbing gear into a small hill of snow-covered gear. Standing up, Bruce finishes organizing our shortened rope. He turns and regards my rough treatment of the gear we're leaving behind. I stand and start to climb off with the deliberate, comically rigid movements of high altitude. 5 breaths are required to recover from moving 1 leg up 1 step. A few short feet take a few long minutes. Bruce steps backwards, folds his lanky frame, and picks up the discarded rope in his thick gloved hands. Kneeling, he wraps it forcefully to the rock again and again. He clips in my helmet and secures the rock rack. I shrug my indifference and stab my ice axe further up the slope, knowing that I'll never see this place again.